Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. As I was reading through today's gospel, I immediately recalled the episode of The Chosen that depicts this gospel. And you know, the writers use historical data, biblical data, and speculation to kind of create these background stories for the people that we know really existed. And so we see this man who is described here in the gospel, and his upbringing as far as he and his brother and their journey from childhood to adulthood. And ultimately, we see over and over again him sitting at this pool and trying so hard when the water gets stirred up to go into the pool, because he believes that when he does that, he will be healed. And in this episode, they sort of draw that out a little bit more as like this was a sort of pagan practice, not something necessarily affiliated with the God of Israel. And so it's interesting that the Lord comes and seeks this man out, particularly at this place that has, like it says in the gospel today, it has a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled people there. And Christ comes specifically, seeks this man out. And then the first question he asks to him, this man who's been ill for 38 years, Jesus says to him, "Do you want to be well?" And this really struck me. I was having a conversation with some women recently that we were talking about how the Lord is good and he desires to give us good gifts, but are we willing to ask? Are we willing to let our needs and our wants be known? And so when Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be well?" You know, you would think the answer would be obvious. Like, duh, Lord, I've been sick for 38 years. I haven't been able to walk. Of course I want to be well. But did he ever ask? Instead, he was stubborn and he hung out at this pool for years and years and years, believing that maybe, just maybe, he could get into the pool and be healed, rather than having faith that he would be provided for and asking that of the Lord. And so the Lord meets him where he's at still, because he's very generous, and then asks him, "Do you want to be well?" And this really gives a good example for us too. I mean, the Lord comes in and he fixes a problem that's been going on for 38 years in a matter of seconds. He says, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." And immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. But I keep going back to this question, do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? And thinking about all the different things that we have going on in our lives, you know, like anything that might be stressing us out, anything that's weighing on our minds, our hearts, any wounds, vices, all these things that keep us from the Lord. And he meets us where we're at and he says, "Do you want to be well?" And even in this gospel, we see this man just explains his situation. He says, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool." And Jesus just responds, healing this man. But I would go a step further to say he still desires for us to make that need and that want known to him. So with all of these things that we carry, are we willing to ask him for help? Do we actually want to be well enough to ask him, to encounter him, to reach out to him for help? And then do we trust that he will meet us where we're at and say to us too, in whatever capacity it is that we're looking for healing, he'll say to us, rise, take up your mat and walk. And that we will become well, take up our mats and walk. Do you want to be well? Let us pray. Jesus, today we ask that you increase in us trust in you, that you would give us the courage to call out to you in our need and even in our wants, that we would trust that you have our best interests at heart, that you are willing to meet us where we're at, and that ultimately you want to draw us closer to yourself. Heal in us what has been broken, find what has been lost, and help us to be more fully united to you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.